you guys. It's me, RJ, and welcome to RJ Talk About It. Oh my God, you guys, stop. Yeah, you. Now, as many of you may know, it is the fourth day of Christmas month, which means we are only 21 days away from Christmas. I know you guys are excited. How many of you guys are excited? I'm excited too, because you know what? We get to open our Christmas presents, all of that. And yes, I may have been a little bit nerdy. Neither one of y'all laughed. No laughter. Okay. Tough crowd, all right? But, you guys, all right, I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. A lot of you have been asking me, what am I going to get for Christmas? What do I want for Christmas? And the truth is, I really want clothes. I've been wanting some clothes for a while. Yeah, I've been wanting clothes. How many of you got, can I get a show of hands who wanted clothes? Okay, I see three people. Wow, I'm guessing all of you guys wanted platform stuff, all of that. But today's topic, as you guys may, you know, have experienced this, today's topic is going to be bullying. Oh. I know, you guys. It is a very hard topic. A lot of people have been bullied around the world, and it is. It's a huge problem, especially in America. And I, for one, am not about to be supporting anybody who bullies and anybody who talks about it, about anybody, or downs anybody. Can I get an amen? Now, as a person who has been bullied, has been talked about, I'm going to say, if you see someone get bullied, speak up. Don't let it happen, because I will not let you get bullied, you get bullied, you get bullied. Neither one of you guys will get bullied today. Yes. Amen. Neither one of y'all are going to get bullied today. Because it's 2021. People are still cruel, but it's a lot of people that has changed. I'm going to give you that. There has been growth. There has been tremendous growth, you guys. People are starting to support each other. People are starting to protest bullying. People are starting to protest for equality now. I'm here to tell you, it's been a long time coming for equality, and it's still right here. And that is a problem. Now, I love everyone. I love white people, black people, all colors, all genders, all expressions, all sexualities, all people. Because guess what? Everybody is equal in my eyes. Now, let's get more into what bullying is, okay? Bullying has many different types of bullying. Now, I don't know what type of bullying you have been through, but there's cyberbullying. You know, there is physical bullying. There is verbal bullying. There is different types of them. So, I'm here to say that all bullying, all of them are kind of the same, but they're not, okay? All bullying is bad. All of them, I wouldn't say that one of them is worse than the other one. But, you know, I'm here to say we need to stop it as a whole. So, there is social bullying. Let me go into what social bullying is. Social bullying is a different type of bullying. It's harder to recognize. It can be carried out behind the bullied person's back. It can, like, you know, it's kind of like a gossip type bullying. And people around the world, they gossip, especially the shade room. Yeah, you, the shade room. You guys love to bully in a way. Y'all like to gossip. A lot of spotted here, spotted there type stuff. And that can really, you know, dine on a person. That can really, you know, tear a person down. Now, growing up in the era that I am now, bullying has, it's taken a lot of forms in my eyes. Growing up, it was this type of bullying for me. It was verbal abuse, and it was sometimes, well, not abuse, verbal bullying. It was people calling me gay. It was one time a person hit me. Now, here's the thing about that. I still feel like it was still considered bullying, because even though I did hit that person back and I turned around and I hit them right back. Yes, absolutely. Listen, I was taught that if somebody hit me, you hit them back. And I was also taught it was a lot of grass out there. So if you want to tussle, I'm going to get down to it. But back when I get home, I didn't let it show at school, but when I get back home, it just really tore me down. And it was a lot of, you know, it was a lot to deal with. But now that I'm owning who I am, I mean, it doesn't. Nobody can bully me, because I still do not care about what anybody says. So that is just how it's going to be. Today, tomorrow, you cannot tear me down. Nobody can. Now, these days, people with a whole bunch of different, you know, personalities and different sexualities and all of them, even though there's a lot of people that are accepting of it, it's a lot of people that don't accept it. Gonna call it out how it is. A lot of teenagers now, a lot of male teenagers, they don't understand how they can make a person feel by how they are. Now, females, they tend to, you know, gossip and stuff like that, and they're a little bit more open with it. Males, it's like, it's kind of like a shadiness, you know? Like, one minute, like, say, for instance, it's a person who is not built correctly, or a person who is just a little bit different, and they walk into a room, and they tend to, like, you know, move away from them, or like, ugh, get away from me. I don't really see that with females. Maybe I'm a little bit wrong. Everybody raise their hand who actually agrees. Okay, you agree. Okay, you don't agree. Alright, so, so you take on the fact, you believe that it's all of them, they all do the same thing. Okay, alright, that can be, you know, arguable, you know, a lot of people do a lot of different things, but that's just my experience. Completely opinion, and I thank you for that. I thank you for your feedback. Alright. Now, with bullying, it kind of leads to fights. And with the school system now, people think that the school board or all of them see it, they see it as if a fight happens, then both parties are in the wrong. You know, it takes two people to fight. And if both of them actually get into a physical altercation, it's both of them fault. And I completely disagree with that. I feel like if the person hit me first, I do have the right to fight back. I feel like if there's a fight, and if I felt threatened, or so many people can take only a certain amount of things. And I personally, I have thick skin. I'm not necessarily going to fight you if you say anything about me. But it comes to a time to where, like, if you put your hands on me, yeah, you guys already know what's going to happen. And maybe that's not the right way to go about it in some people's eyes. But, I mean, you know, different people have different, you know, anger. What's the word? They have some people have a higher tolerance, some people have a lower tolerance. I would like to say that I do have a higher tolerance, because like it do take a lot. It takes a lot to get me out of character sometimes. All right, I will see you guys after the break. And we're back. Bullying has taken several steps. They have taken some steps backwards, forwards. France now, they're moving closer to punishing people who bully with prison sentences. Now, I don't know how far they have made it, but, you know, some French MPs, they have approved a new law that will make school bullying a new criminal offense. Now, as far as how far the sentences will go, I don't know. I don't know all of that, but they have, you know, bullying has also, you know, taken some steps back. Like a girl in Utah, she was being bullied. She was being bullied. She was suffering from racism. People were telling her to kill herself, and she actually did. So people are now speaking out about it, about the bullying and the racial harassment, and especially their parents. So, you know, when her 10-year-old daughter tried spraying air freshener on herself before school one morning, that is when her parents actually knew. So that she was actually being bullied at the time. So she coaxed out Isabella, that's her name, well, Izzy. And a boy in her class told her that she was stinky. Now, that's very mean, and people don't understand what their words can actually do to a person, and it's really messed up. And it's very cringy to, like, you know, hear what people actually do and how people actually treat one another. Because at the end of the day, if you cut me or if they cut you, we all bleed the same. They all bleed the same color. So why treat anybody any differently? Just because even if you don't like a person, you shouldn't talk about them, or you shouldn't, because you don't know what they're going through at home. And some things that you say can actually hurt them. So I actually send regards to her family, and I hope they actually get through this tough time. And yeah, so Canada. Yeah, we're talking Canada now. Canada Goose sparks controversy in China for bullying customers with alleged discriminatory return policy. Okay, so a popular Canadian luxury winter clothing brand has angered some customers and protections groups in China over its alleged discriminatory return policy. Now, basically what they're saying is they discriminate on who they want to take returns from, and that kind of, you know, sparked, you know, some controversy. Bullying, it's most of bullying, it comes from, you know, it just comes from people discriminating against other people and trying to tear other people down. So that's, you know, that's really the main problem here, and that's, you know, just the reality of it. And a lot of celebrities actually they actually go through a whole lot of cyberbullying. It's recently I've saw about Summer Walker. Summer Walker was allegedly pregnant. Somebody released that information to the media, and basically was trying to release it on some ha ha ha. I'm gonna release it I don't know if it was for clout to be funny or just to say that she released the information because she knew it, basically on some get back stuff. I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know the details, but I do know that somebody posted something, and it kind of, you know, upset Summer, and she actually put it on music. So I congratulate her on that.
Yeah.
Bullying can totally be put a stop to if, you know, the administration or school systems, if they wouldn't let so much stuff slide. They let so many things slide and they just let people do what they want to do and just punish the ones that don't do stuff nearly as bad. And that needs to stop. That needs to change immediately. People cannot keep going through bullying and bully other people without any consequences. That's literally what could not happen. And it would never change unless that changes. Period. That's the only way. All right, you guys, that is the end of this topic, which means, unfortunately, it is the end of this episode. If you are a bully, then it is not too late to change your ways, and it's not too late to become a better person, but it's too late to take the things that you have done back. But that does not mean that you cannot get forgiveness from that person. And if you do see someone getting bullied, speak up. Anyway, bye guys. Hard eyes to all of you. Love you. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Deuces.